Welcome to There Is Hope, a program dedicated to getting those trapped in addiction on the road to recovery and living clean and sober lives. The opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station, and any advice or counsel given is provided for informational purposes only. Your host for There Is Hope is the program director of Fairhaven House and the most vulnerable talk show host on Seattle radio, Richard Dover.
Good evening to our radio listeners. Welcome to There Is Hope. There Is Hope is focused on the topics of addiction and recovery. We're not just talking about alcohol or drugs. We're talking about all kinds of addictions like gambling, food, sexual addiction, smoking, or any other addiction or bad habit. We want you to know there is hope. You can overcome addictions. You can live a victorious life. This show is about sharing concepts that will help you in recovery, sharing stories of those who have been set free from addictions, and providing an opportunity for listeners to call in and share their insights or questions. Well, last week we talked about the 12 steps of AA and the Christian version of these steps. We ended the show on step 6. So we're going to go to step 7. Well, step 7. Step 7 of the 12 steps states, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. So on step 7, what we do is we ask God to remove any shortcomings that we have. And here's the challenge for individuals with that step is, what if you go to God and you have a shortcoming in your life, whatever that may be? Maybe you have an anger issue and so you get angry quickly and you ask God to remove that shortcoming and nothing seems to happen. Well, one of the things that we need to do is to just keep on asking, keep on seeking. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. What we don't want to do is to give in and just give up. What we want to do is to just keep calling God out to God and say, God, I need you to remove this shortcoming. But I have a challenge for you. One of the struggles is that God can't help you unless you want the help. So if you're wanting to hold on to that shortcoming in your life, you want to hold on to what I would call sin, bad habit, whatever it may be, then it's kind of hard for God to remove that. So you have to be humble enough to ask God to give you the desire for that, whatever that temptation may arise, whatever that challenge may be, that struggle may be, is that you ask God to give you the strength to be able to resist. And to realize also, I want to share something with you. The temptation itself isn't the sin. That you can have a temptation, and that in itself isn't the sin, is what you do with that. So to be tempted to drink, to be tempted to look at pornography, to be tempted to go to the gambling house, that's not the sin. The sin is if you start thinking about it, dwelling on it, and then you start to drive down to the casino, you drive down to the bar. So don't let the devil get you all wrapped up into the temptation, but just trust God that he will give you a way out. Step 8 of the 12 steps is made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Notice that it says, made a list of all persons we had harmed and become willing to make amends. So that's the first thing we got to do is we have to be willing to make the amends. That the reality is, as many times we don't want to make amends, that we want to just forget it ever happened and pretend it never happened. So let me share how this kind of works. Say you've been in a relationship and because of your addiction that you pretty much have destroyed that relationship. That what step 8 is that you'd be willing to make amends to that individual that you're in relationship with. And step 8 is to become willing. It isn't to make the amends, it's only to become a willing, because before we can make amends, we have to be willing to make amends. So we have to ask God to give us that willingness to be able to do that. Well, step nine is to make direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. So step 9 is that we're not only willing, but now we take the steps to make direct amends whenever possible. Notice it says, except when to do so would injure them or others. There are times where it may not be wise for us to try to make amends with individuals. We don't try to force that. So what happens sometimes in the midst of people being involved in addictions and again in relationships is maybe a relationship has gone bad and you're trying to make amends, you're trying to apologize, you're trying to try to correct things, and that individual just isn't receptive. So for example, maybe you have a spouse and because of your addiction that you're close to possibly being divorced because of your addiction. And so the light comes on, you get help, you've been working the steps, you're at step 9. You know, you need to make amends. You try to make amends to that spouse maybe you're separated from. And no matter what you do, they just won't receive from you. They're just not open to your asking for forgiveness. Here's the danger, and this is such a danger for those who are in some type of addiction and you're in the midst of recovery. The danger is you get discouraged, you get hopeless, you give up, and you go and drink again. Here's the reality. You're responsible for your actions. You're not responsible for the other's actions. So you're responsible to try to make that amends, but if they're not receptive, there's nothing you can do about that except to move on and continue to work the program that you're working. So I would challenge you is try to make that amends when possible, but at the same time realize that not always is somebody going to be receptive. Now, here's something about making that amends. If you're going to make amends to somebody, you can't justify, explain away, or minimize. You're going to have to truly be honest with where those areas where you've wronged individuals and make that amends. Well, step 9, we continue to take inventory of our lives, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. So with step 10, what we're doing is we're just continuing to walk in sobriety. We're continuing to not walk in the addiction we were walking in. We're willing to change and to grow. So if you continue to grow, you won't slip back into your addictions. But as soon as you start to feel comfortable, as soon as you stop taking a personal inventory of your life, then what's going to happen is that you can slip back into your addiction. So there's great freedom when you admit to God and others when you're wrong and just to move on. Step 11 is you sought through prayer and meditation to prove our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. The Christian version of that is sought through prayer and meditation and God's word to increase our fellowship with him, praying continually for the knowledge of his will for us and the power of his might to accomplish it. So however you may understand God or you see God as Jesus Christ, that there comes a point where if you want to experience recovery, you're going to have to focus on prayer and meditation to build relationship with God, to get a greater understanding of his will, and understand that God can give you the power to be able to walk in victory. Step 12 is you had a spiritual awakening. As a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. So what step 12 is everything that we've learned through recovery, those steps that we've learned ourselves, we share it with others. This is just critical. We have with the Christian, it's step 12 is, having been spiritually restored and set free from the sin which does so easily beset us, we attempt to share this freedom and the one who has freed us with those who will still suffer and practice Lord's principles in our lives. So the reality is, as we've gone through the 12 steps, is that we go full circle. We go right back and help somebody else as we've been helped. As we close, I want you to know that God loves you. He cares for you. He has a plan for you. And I want you to know that there is victory, there is hope, and as you go to sleep tonight, focus on who God is and what he has for you. We appreciate you for listening. Next week, we're going to have an individual share their own story of how they've been able to walk in victory and recovery. So thank you for listening.
To There Is Hope, a program dedicated to getting those trapped in addiction on the road to recovery and living clean and sober lives. The opinions expressed on the preceding program were not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station, and any advice or counsel given was provided for informational purposes only. For more information on what you've heard about today, click on thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org.